This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 10th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. If you tried to get a weather briefing from your automated flight service station Thursday morning, and it seemed to take a while, it's not just your perception. Lockheed Martin reports problems with software administering the system. The company released a statement, quote, "A problem associated with implementing a new software package is causing the delays. We hope to have the problem solved shortly, and we apologize for the inconvenience this is causing," unquote. Keith Mordorf, Director of External and Business Area Communications for Lockheed Martin, said wait times had returned to normal levels by about midday Thursday, after averaging 6 to 7 minutes during the delay. Lockheed has come under fire from a variety of general aviation organizations, most notably the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, for increasing delays for pilots since the company took over the FSS network in October 2005. Lockheed says it takes its responsibility to pilots very seriously and is trying to make the changeover process as seamless as possible. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, which has been unhappy with the way airlines are administering terrorism watch lists, announced on Thursday it will take over the job. DHS Secretary Michael Chertoff explained two new policies. For international flights to and from the U.S., airlines will now have to provide personal info on passengers either when they check in or 30 minutes before departure. That change will allow comparing passengers with watch lists before the planes take off, rather than after they're already airborne, which has been the case until now. For domestic flights, DHS will assume the responsibility for administering the list and request just enough personal info to avoid inconveniencing innocent passengers who have names similar to terror suspects. The entire program has been embarrassed in the past when airlines blocked children and even members of Congress from boarding their flights. The Transportation Security Administration will test the new procedures this fall. The Space Shuttle Endeavour is scheduled to dock with the International Space Station at 1:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday. After a successful launch on Wednesday evening, the crew spent part of Thursday using the shuttle's robotic arm and sensor system to inspect the shuttle's heat shield system. The crew was awakened on Thursday morning at 8:37 a.m. Eastern Time by the song "Where My Heart Will Take Me," performed by Russell Watson. That song is the theme to Star Trek Enterprise, and it was played for mission specialist Rick Mastracchio. A restriction by the U.S. Department of Transportation against the shipment of certain types of lithium batteries on passenger aircraft has been made permanent by the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. Affected are non-rechargeable lithium batteries, like the ones commonly used in digital cameras. You'll still be able to take personal electronic devices on airline flights, but the airline will not be permitted to carry quantities of them as cargo. Lithium batteries last longer than comparably sized alkaline batteries, but if they're shorted out or improperly handled, they can generate tremendous heat. FAA testing found that fire suppression systems in airliner cargo holds were not adequate to address the threat. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you about these stories. Accommodating both aircraft and birds in Connecticut. The FAA says two-hour delays at LaGuardia are just the start. And NASA refutes reports of drunk astronauts. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, AOPA Executive VP Andy Sabula is back to discuss a bad new law that was successfully blocked by an AOPA lawsuit. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to our Aerocasts. You'll find them on iTunes, iPodder, and Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.